Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Black Friday morning. Some of you guys have been out all night and you're looking for something on the radio to listen to. It is Black Friday. Black Friday. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. I hope that you all survived your Thanksgiving dinner and hopefully you all had enough couches to crash on shortly thereafter.
Yep. Need a hammock.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yes, those you can put those up anywhere.
Oh, I know. They're awesome.
So if you've got like 500 people over at your house for Thanksgiving,
bring
you know,
BYOH.
That's right. Bring your own hammock. No, that's a right. First, right?
Just like put all these eye bolts in your shop, just like right down the wall, right? Yeah. So just get them all stacked.
Make it look like a bunker.
Uh-huh. Yeah, piñata party.
That's at midnight.
That's right. Everybody falls asleep. No, because you guys weren't sleeping. You guys took off to start your Black Friday shopping stuff early. But there's not a whole lot of that right now. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, you know, Black Friday, Minuteman Coffee's got Black Friday sales going on right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So cool. Check that out. The only one of our sponsors that I'm aware of, my book is a Black Friday special. Is a normal price, everyday low price of $14.99, and I think your books are the same, right? 12?
No, mine are 15.
Yeah. Oh, 15, right? Yeah. Yeah. So
mine is 1 cent more than yours is.
Oh, yours is 15. Mine's $14.99.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to undercut you, so I'll get more sales.
I know. That's the Walmart method. Actually, you know what? That's just pure capitalism right there. So I have to commend you on that because
we are capitalists.
Hey, if it wasn't for competition, we would have prices through the roof and nobody would be able to afford anything. So
I know my books would be like $500 a piece.
Yes, yes. And mine would be 600, right?
600. Yours would be 501.
Yeah, 501.
All right, so.
Well, you know, that is the bottom line with this garbage we're seeing with communism that is so foreign to this nation, isn't it? I mean, we're finally getting a taste of what all of the foreigners from other depressed and oppressed countries have experienced, where there's shortages and everything, and you can't really depend on your services anymore because people will or will not show up to work on time or, you know, or at all. And, yeah. You know, so we get this is like giving us a glimpse into those other
our future
countries that have been oppressed and ruined and destroyed by communism.
Well, and we've shared so many people's stories and we've talked to people who shared their stories with us that we have not even shared yet. Plus what we've read and documentaries that we've seen. And that's why, you know, last week I was doing some comparisons. Whenever you have communism, socialism, these types of systems encroaching in, there is a degradation that takes place.
Oh, definitely.
Things begin to deteriorate. There's degradation. Yep. There's lack of and it's weird because in America, what would cause that?
Right.
Why do we have meat shortages on our shelves in our stores right now?
We've got bazillions of ranchers out there with so much beef and livestock.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is there shortages of paper products now? Right. Why are there shortages of various different things? Some food items, our stores have blank spaces that didn't before. Businesses are going out of business. So it's always a economic plan or something that's interferes with the economic system and the vitality that leads to destruction economically. The communists did it in in the Bolshevik Revolution. So, right. Well, anyway, we'll get into all of this stuff. I want to get into the word of the day before we get too much further.
What I was going to say in response to what you were saying that kind of complements it is the fact that, you know, it says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, right?
Yes.
And so every single time, communism is anti-God. And so everything just goes down the drain under communism, you know, and they think that by their hyper control that they know better, that they know how to run a country better than a freedom loving country like the USA, which we've shown them time and time again. We are number one for a reason. Yeah. And it's because we've got free markets. We've got supply versus demand. We've got competition. We have freedoms to, you know, produce products at will without regulation, or we used to until the communists started infiltrating our nation and started regulating everything, and that needs to end. But yeah, the whole thing, it's just like J.D. King said, the dividing line between us and them is Jesus Christ. And so you cannot beat that bottom line right there.
That's the whole cornerstone of everything. Yep. And this is what we've been trying to, you know, really impress. And that's why the further we move away from God, the more of a degradation there will go. I've been, as a young man in the Army, I was stationed in Germany for 2 years. Amazing time in my life. And I was in Berlin before the wall fell. A matter of fact, I was in a leadership called PLDC, Primary Leadership Development Course. When you transition from, you know, E4 to become a sergeant, you have to go through this course, leadership course. And 2 weeks after our trip, a bunch of us went on a trip to Berlin. 2 weeks later, I was going through this course in Augsburg, Germany, and this one of the senior NCOs came running in with a television on a cart, right? And he's like, "We gotta stop what you're doing. The wall's coming down." And we're like, "What wall?" He goes, "The wall. Berlin Wall." We're like, what?
Right.
And so he plugs in and we're watching this live and they're tearing down the wall. They're dancing on the wall. They're hitting it with sledgehammers or bashing it with cars, bulldozers. They're tearing it down. And we're like, wow, we were just there. Like, I was just there. And I was at Checkpoint Charlie. It's a vibrant, colorful, Western culture city, nightlife and theaters and just so much life. But on the other side, it's gray. It's dingy. Their cars are gray. It smells like all this, like, two-cycle engine oil. You know, their cars. The people walk around like zombies. You know, they're just, their heads are down. They shuffle along. There's cameras everywhere.
That's right.
Constantly people. Every time they come around the corner, they don't know if they're going to get jacked up by the Stasi and questioned, you know, why were you talking to that person? And this is the second time you've crossed this street. You know, what are you doing? What are you up to? And that's the kind of stuff that when you have communism, you and I were talking about this, elevators mysteriously don't work. Why?
Yep.
We cannot get parts, you know, and so there's just this slow degradation that takes
place. Of everything that you've come to expect to be readily available.
Your roads. You think you have pothole problems now?
Yeah.
Things that don't work right, things that are just abandoned, businesses that go out of business. And these are all things that are preventable. I mean, they're economic policies that get injected into your economy that crush the life out of your businesses and your lifestyle.
Well, and so that is such a clear, oh my gosh, that is such a great description too. And especially the fact that it's divided by a wall, thank God, right?
Yeah.
Because at least the Western side, you know, was able to live under some pretense of freedom, right? And even that compared to America, I mean, you know, they had way more restrictions than even we do now.
Oh yeah.
And so in the comparison of how one nation looks when it's free as compared to how one looks under the hyper control and oppression of communism is stark.
It is.
Stark. And that is what is coming with Biden, if we're not able to take care of this election fraud situation.
And we are even given a glimpse of that through the COVID scam.
Right.
That with the, all of these governors now in Los Angeles, they're threatening now, this just came out the day before Thanksgiving, that the mayor is authorizing somebody, the utilities, to turn off your utilities, electrical power, water, to places that are reported to have high numbers of people gathering.
Yep.
During the pandemic, during the crisis.
Yes.
And the communists always create a crisis.
A fake crisis. Right.
There's always some reason to restrict you, to take land from you, to redistribute things because of the crisis. And it's always temporary. It's just to get us through the crisis. Remember, it always starts off 10 days to flatten the curve. I mean, 30 days. I mean, 3 months. I mean, 6 months. I mean, a year. I mean, and you know, and it always starts off under the pretense of being just a temporary thing to just to get us through this thing. Well, it's all together, right?
Yeah, right.
Now the first airline has just announced that they are implementing a policy of no passengers without the vaccine.
Yeah.
So it's coming. And you're going to start to see the degradation. Look at the cities, the high control cities.
Right. What a tragic insult to America if anybody in this free, freedom-loving land embraces any of that crap. I'm sorry to say crap, but it is. And truly, if those people want to be hyper-controlled and regulated out of business, let them go do it in some other nation, because we are the land of the free, the home of the brave. We're not the home of the cowards and the downtrodden and the oppressed.
And the
fearful. We are not given a spirit of fear. We are not. So we are Americans, and we're going to keep it.
Hey, have you read the word of the day yet?
No.
Oh my gosh. I'm sitting there staring at it in your hand. I'm like, oh yeah, that was good. Or was it good? It wasn't good at all. It didn't happen.
It would be really great if I'd just get to it, right?
But I want to talk about that. I want to hold on to that spirit. Like you just said, that spirit, it is a spirit.
It is.
So let's talk about that after the word of the day. And we are remiss for letting ourselves go this long. You guys should have said something.
I didn't hear a peep.
It's not my fault. It's their
fault. Everybody must be shopping.
That's what everybody's in shopping mode.
That's why we can't hear any of you out there.
Okay.
So the word of the day for Friday comes to us from John chapter 8, verses 32 through 36, which read, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." And so, fantastic. That you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's just apply this to today.
Okay, let's reject the truth, and let's put the reverse mode on this.
Well, wait a minute. The truth, we're being shown the truth right now. We're being shown the truth that this is such a scam. This is the biggest election heist and coup, the most sophisticated coup probably the world has ever seen.
Right.
And so we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Just watch it in a court of law.
If we did not know the truth and this election results went through without us knowing the truth, we would be in bondage. We would be enslaved.
Yeah, by the sin of lying.
Right.
Look at the liars are sinful.
Right. Just these machines that have changed votes. That's like hands. The evidence is the only thing we lack now is officially put it in presenting it in court. Right.
Right. Which started happening as of Wednesday.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So the truth will make you free. The lies and deception will put you in chains and bondage. So we are going to be free because the truth is being shined on these lies.
Right. And just as another sharp contrast, Auschwitz, the thing above the entry gate for all of the
Arbeit macht frei.
Yes. Work shall make you free.
Yep.
Is the lie that they put there as well. Another lie. But the sharp contrast to you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free.
That's right.
Boy, if they had that above the gates in Auschwitz, Auschwitz wouldn't have even existed. You know? Yeah. I mean,
I've seen that. I've seen that personally. I went to Dachau when I was in Germany, and amazing life-altering experience.
Yep. Horrific.
Yeah, really, very much. So that's so applicable to today, right there.
Yes, it is.
You know what? Hey, let's go ahead and take a break real quick, and
we could still take a break. Awesome. Okay.
Yep. All right, and so this segment was brought to you by Prepping 2.0, Shelby Gallagher and Glenn Tate, the authors there, husband and wife team, taking your preps to the next level, hence Prepping 2.0. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Check them out, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision-fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to the second and final segment of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Wishing you guys a safe, blessed Black Friday. Those of you who are shopping and getting around and about, you're safe and hopefully not too turkey hungover, pumpkin pie, dragging around.
Hopefully not out shopping for bigger clothes.
Not a whole lot of shopping. It's amazing how many stores are shut down. I mean, it's not fun anymore. You can't go out to breakfast and have, you know, fun shopping and the adventure of it and go out to breakfast. It's like, oh, we're all closed.
Well, we do. There's luckily there's still some restaurants over here that are normal and
there's a few
behaving like Americans, and and we go in there and enjoy ourselves.
Idaho. Idaho's the way to go.
Yep.
So until Washington can get its act together.
Well, there's a few in Washington also.
Until the Patriots decide they've had enough and they want Liberty State bad enough. You got to want it bad enough. You don't want it bad enough yet. So there you go. All right. So I want to share something. You mind? I wanted to share this yesterday. It's just very, very short. It's from my founder's Bible. And it has to do with Thanksgiving. And so since we're kind of holding over that four-day Thanksgiving day, from my founder's Bible is a little nugget here. I love these little nuggets that are all over the place. It's the first part of James, but down in the corner, they kind of expounded on James 1:17, which says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, which is why we should be thankful. Yep. But they're featuring James Madison in this little section here. And this is what it says. By the way, he was the fourth president of the United States. He wrote in his 1815 Thanksgiving Day proclamation the following. No people ought to feel greater obligations to celebrate the goodness of the great disposer of events, of the destiny of nations, than the people of the United States. And to the same divine author of every good and perfect gift, we are indebted for all those privileged and advantages, religious as well as civil, which are so richly enjoyed in this favored land. This is a favored land, and it's worth fighting for. It's worth hanging on to at all costs, really. So, Lady Liberty, you have some updates that you wanted to share that we could be thankful for, and hopefully that people are encouraged by. So, I stole your little lamp there so I could read this.
That's okay. So, yeah, there's some good news going on. And obviously with Sidney Powell's filing of that lawsuit in Georgia, kicking everything off. And then, of course,
release the Kraken.
What's going on in Pennsylvania and also Michigan. There, gosh, it's unraveling against the communists faster than we even can keep up with, yeah. I think. And so
I hope it's kind of a slow letdown so we can enjoy peace just a little bit longer, at least through the holidays, before they catch on and they start burning things down again.
Well, so, you know, arrest them. Arrest them, just put them in jail. Maybe we'll actually have somebody out there enforcing the law this time.
Oh, you're getting soft.
And so
arrest them.
Well, you know, that's what they're supposed to do. It's their job.
Right.
You know, it's called law and order, and it's established for a reason, not to let people just, you know, decide what they will and won't follow and keep to. The law is the law.
Okay,
and
wishful thinking.
Otherwise, it's, you know, if you're going against the law, it's criminal and prosecutable, and so head them off to jail.
Yeah.
So anyway,
so that was good.
So in Pennsylvania, a judge blocks certification of the Pennsylvania election results, which
Yay.
Is outstanding. And so apparently this happened on November 25th, and this Pennsylvania judge ordered state officials to not certify the results of the 2020 election until her court holds a hearing on an election contest on November 27th. And so that is happening today. And so this judge is Commonwealth Judge Patricia McCullough, ordered the state to not take any further steps to complete the certification of the presidential race, which the state announced on November 24th. She also blocked the certification of all the other election results.
Wow.
And so fantastic, because they've got to wait till they see the evidence. And in fact, what really kicked it off was that there's a lawsuit that was brought by Republican lawmakers and candidates against the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar, and the Pennsylvania General Assembly. And the plaintiffs allege that Pennsylvania's vote-by-mail statute, Act 77, is in violation of the state's constitution. And so they've brought this lawsuit and more or less named the plaintiffs, who are not allowed to act or do anything further until this case has been heard and settled,
wow.
which is brilliant. So, yeah, because once it's certified, then it's kind of a done deal. And so the fact that
right.
they got it in there right at the very last minute before it was
stopped
official.
The certification.
Yep, they stopped it, and in one of the most critical, pivotal states. So good job on them for doing that.
Yep, trust in the Lord. Just be prepared to be amazed.
Yep.
Be prepared to be amazed. Just like the Israelites standing at the edge of the Red Sea. Be prepared to be amazed. Watch God work. Trust in Him. And, I'm so excited to be living right now. Right
I know.
Here.
You know. I know. Well, it's everything that you and I have been working for such a very long time. I mean, my gosh, 15 years coming up in February for me. I will have been working on this kind of stuff full time. And so the fact that... at first, you know, when you think you've got like little local footholds where you've had some success at the local level, and then you start, you know, getting involved with other things that are statewide, like Liberty State, the dividing of the state to save people and their rights and their
yes.
and the power of their vote and have that restored to them. That, you know, and then you think, okay, well, we've got a chance there, and then this whole big ridiculous COVID thing comes and wraps around the whole globe. So it one-upped everybody at the global scale.
That's right.
But God is bigger than the globe, right? He's bigger than the earth itself. And mm-hmm. so if we bring God back into this under repentance and forgiveness and pray for His mercy, you know, they're not going to prevail, even if, like you were saying, if it's just for one more term,
right?
You know, like, you know, it, of course, revelation will happen word for word. Exactly correct.
Yep.
You know, 'cause God is looking backwards from the future. You know, and so he's just basically telling you what happens second by second, more or less, you know.
Yeah.
So that will definitely happen. But like you said, any reprieve we can get, we'll take it.
Yeah. Persecution really is, I believe, necessary. I think that's when the church really grows. I think that's when people face hardship and they're brought to lows, that they reach out, they cry out to the Lord. At those times, they're humbled. They're not proud. Everything they've had and care about has been taken away from them. And by just evil, they're confronted with evil. The little bubble they've lived in has protected them from evil gets popped. And so I think that's necessary. And also we know that Satan's going to rule for a while and he's going to prevail. Yeah, I'm like you. I want to see them pushed back just one last time before it all comes in, rushing in, you know, like a tsunami.
I know.
The evil, which they are getting very, the technology is being put in place, the policies, the mindset.
Yep.
But what we were talking about before the break was the spirit. And this is a spirit. It's like the spirit in East Germany and East Berlin.
Yep.
It was a darkness. It was a heaviness. It makes people's heads droop. Makes them shuffle.
The demonic
around.
Principality. Yep.
Yeah. And that's what we are seeing. And we've seen this in drug communities.
Yep.
We've seen this in oppressed areas that it's almost like in Hunger Games where the people in the capital they're just flamboyant and makeup and just, they live like in this, probably like maybe like Rome was.
Right.
But they become more and more oppressive. So this prosperity that they're projecting is just fake and becomes more and more apparently superficial.
Yeah.
And that's what we're dealing with here. This COVID thing is where so many people are talking about the lie that it is and they're frustrated with it and they're angry when they rip their mask off. And we're talking to more and more people that are venting that normally wouldn't. They're normally passive people. And that's the dark spirit that's coming from this.
Right.
This COVID episode. Look, no alcohol after 7 p.m. at this place over here. What do you call it? Curfew at 10 p.m. over there. All restaurants here, but some restaurants.
Yeah.
But, you know, and so it's just...
Control is depressing.
It is. It is. And this is they're increasing more and more control. So.
And hyper-control is absolutely staggering to the psychology of well-being of a nation, actually.
Yep. Yeah. So, well, hey, good stuff. We'll just keep bringing it to you guys. So, hope you just enjoy this weekend, enjoy the time off, and enjoy the time with your family and your super spreader events. Hopefully, you were blessed. And we'll see you right here Monday morning at 7 a.m. with the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right. Have an awesome Thanksgiving weekend and blessings to all of you.